With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Peruvian gang leader wanted for 23 killings in his home country has been arrested in the U.S.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says Gianfranco Torres Navarro, the leader of Los Killers, who is wanted for 23 killings in Peru, was arrested in Endicott, New York. That's about 145 miles northwest of New York City. According to the agency, known as ICE, Torres Navarro entered the U.S. illegally at the Texas-Mexico border on May 16th. He was arrested the same day and given a notice to appear for immigration proceedings. ICE says it moved to arrest Torres Navarro after receiving information on July 8th that he was wanted in Peru. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration has signed deals with pharmaceutical companies claiming it will knock down the list prices for 10 of Medicare's costliest drugs. The pharma spokesman Robbie Zirkelbuck says the announcement is all about the upcoming election.
Government bureaucrats get to decide what they think the price of the medicine should be. And these prices are coming out 2 months before an election. And we're kidding ourselves if we think that political factors weren't impacting how and why they set the prices the way that they did.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican House candidate Pat Harrington says Tim Walz retired from the Army National Guard to avoid being deployed to Iraq.
Tim Walz is a coward who betrayed his men at their greatest time of need and is not fit to serve the United States of America as vice president.
House candidate Pat Harrington. Vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz agree to at least one debate. The Minnesota governor and the Ohio senator will face off in a debate hosted by CBS News on October 1st. This is SRN News. Surveys show that abortion bans work.
Total numbers of abortions in this country have gone up and down since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade in 2022. But one thing is clear. In states where abortion is banned, there are a lot less abortions. Pro-life advocates point out that the goal of repealing Roe was simply to let individual states have the freedom to decide the issue without federal interference. Some states are banning abortion while others are promoting it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Further proof of pornography's infiltration of the internet and sports. A growing number of Olympic athletes admit that they're financing their training through a particular website that allows people to produce amateur pornography. The International Olympic Committee does not seem concerned about the situation. IOC spokesman Mark Adams said, "I would assume that athletes, like all citizens, are allowed to do what they can." This is SRN News. A memorial service is held in Tokyo on the 79th anniversary of Japan's defeat in World War II.
Japan's prime minister has vowed to step up his country's efforts to defend a rules-based international order in a peace pledge made on the 79th anniversary of Japan's defeat in World War II. At a solemn ceremony at Tokyo's Budokan Hall, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said, "We must never again repeat the devastation of war." He said Japan will stick to the country's post-war pacifist resolve whilst endeavouring to resolve difficult global issues. Kishida accelerated Japan's military build-up and spending as the country further deepens military cooperation with the U.S. I'm Karen Chamas.
Southern California is rattled by another earthquake. A 3.9 magnitude quake struck just outside the city limits of Lake Elsinore on Thursday morning. More details at srnnews.com.